Blog Talk Radio.
She ties her hair upside, puts her armor on when she steps outside. She lives in black and white, and the color's gone, but it's in her eyes. It's time and time again, we're going back to the start. And I try again to bring some light to the dark. You know every day's a battle and it tears her apart. And I don't know why. And I'm picking up the pieces when they fall to her feet. She's been fighting off the demons, though she'll never be free. She's been hiding in the shadows, yeah, it's hard to believe. No, I don't know why. Love, don't ever.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to The Art of Seduction. I don't know what I was doing, but I was, I was failing, I guess. I don't know. I have no idea what I loaded up there, but I hope everyone liked it. And I hope everyone had a great day. Today is Wednesday, as we all know, middle of the week, hump day, The Art of Seduction day. And, there's no better way to get through the week. Anyway, Sal, we have a nice topic lined up for tonight. I got a quote called, "She is beautiful." She was beautiful, but not like those girls in the magazine. She was beautiful for the way she thought. She was beautiful for the sparkle in her eyes when she talked about something she loved. She was beautiful for her ability to make other people smile, even if she was sad. No, she wasn't beautiful for something as temporary as her looks. She was beautiful deep down to her soul. Yeah, there's a quote by F. Scott Fitzgerald, which I happened to come across, and I said, I think that's a nice sound. Sometimes it's wonderful to just be a little different. So that was my goal. But I think I succeeded. I'm different every day. That's what they tell me anyway. And hello, Pam. Welcome to the party. Good to have you here.
Good to be here.
How you doing?
Hello, team. I'm doing great. Looking forward to hanging out with you and other cool poets and delving into the poetry. And you know, it's going to be a good night. How are you doing?
Right. I'm doing all right. I don't know. The music thing kind of threw me. So, but other than that, I seem to be doing
it.
It was
a bit different, but you know, it was catchy. It was bouncy. It had that whole like 1990s boy band vibe to it.
Oh my God, but I had to laugh because I loaded it and I put on, I actually titled it as Maybe. And then I went and I found something else I thought, and I was pretty sure I had loaded it onto my desktop. And when I went back to put everything on Blog Talk after being distracted, maybe once or twice, I was like, oh, okay. And I looked, why is there only one here? And I'm like, oh, God, and the one I have says maybe. So I had, by then, I had totally forgotten what I had put up as a maybe. So I was like, yeah. It was kind of a surprise to me as well.
Well, there you go. Nothing like a surprise. That is funny.
It wasn't bad. It was just very different. So anyway.
Romantic sentiment to it, so, you know. That was good.
Yeah. I had pulled quite a few that I thought were really good, but a lot of them were like talking about the girls' looks, and I said, well, that's just not going to work tonight because we're dancing around those. So I just said, nope.
I mean, and it could have been a whole hell of a lot off, more off. I mean, you could have accidentally loaded, say, I don't know, an intro song that was meant for Robert's show.
Well, that's true. That is very true. That is one way to look at it in a positive way. Yeah, absolutely. I have to laugh about that. I think I've done that once or twice in different occasions. Like, you know, maybe for other shows. But everyone has kind of forgotten and forgiven me, so I guess I was trying to do the same. But it works. That's a good point. Good point.
Absolutely.
So, yeah. So
wonderful quote that you picked for inspiration. I liked that.
Yeah.
It was very,
I had a real romantic edge to that kind of a thought, you know.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know
if it's nice to look at something different besides just physical beauty. Yeah.
Yes. Well, sometimes you have to get past that because, you know, your looks, like, I mean, unless you got money for plastic surgery, your looks do fade after a while. You know, and some people, you know, do grow old gracefully. But they're still going to change and they're still going to grow old.
Exactly.
So, you know, I mean, I read one time something about you better marry somebody you like to talk to because after a while everything else falls apart. You know?
Yep.
You know,
exactly.
That's not true, but it's very true. I mean, you have to kind of like the person enough to sit and want to, you know, look at them for a long time. Sometimes. But it's good, you know. I like it. So we had a nice little turnout on the contest. People weren't beating down the doors to get in, but it is the Christmas season. It was not our standard hot and heavy kind of artist seduction prompt. So, you know, I mean, a couple of things are working kind of against us a little bit. But because, you know, Christmas season, it's hit or miss whether you get people or you don't get people. You know, and if we're lucky and we get them, that's wonderful for me. And if we don't, well, we'll kiss that night up to God because, you know, people have things to do and obligations to get through for the holidays. Some people right now, you know, as crazy as it is, December 7th, some people are having holiday parties to attend. And
exactly.
You know, things for school and different things that the schools, the plays are, that the schools are putting on or musical things and what have you. So, you always have to take all that into account. At least I tend to, you know. It just seems like that was my life when my kids were young. And, it's just a, another season.
Yep. They come around quickly, that's for sure.
Yeah, I mean, I swear it was just like February the other day. You know, now all of a sudden we're sitting in December. I'm like, how did that happen? How on earth did that happen? It's a little crazy. But yeah, so we had a good turnout of poets and enjoyable rites, and yeah, some of them were a little short. So I think that, you know, we'll be maybe squawking to get through till midnight, but we'll make it. We'll make it. Gosh dang it! That's what I'm saying.
Oh yeah, we'll make it work.
That's right. What do they say? Fake it till you make it. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. We actually have a few. We actually have a few poems in our back pocket, so which is good. And I have to thank Naomi for that offer. And speaking of Naomi, I think she's here to light up our phone lines. Hello, Naomi.
So.
Is that you? I'm waiting for a voice to say
me.
Me.
Hey, Naomi.
Yeah.
Hello, hello,
hey,
girl.
Welcome to London.
Welcome to December.
Yes. Santa, fill our stockings, man. Yes.
We want poems for our stockings.
Maybe. It depends on Santa. Okay, I'm going to do that. Oh, my. Yeah. So, yeah, well, I'm glad you guys could join me tonight. And, I don't know. Anything happening that I need to know about that we can say on air? Don't say anything bad. I don't know.
I don't know what to say now if I can't say anything bad.
Bad. I knew it. I need to make that stipulation.
You guys from your church.
That's right. That's bait and switch. Say something. Don't say anything bad. Say something. Don't say anything bad. That's it. We are coming up on our annual week of Christmas. Where all of our mm-hmm. this is a contributed show. Everyone has a different theme for their show as the week goes on, and it should be a lot of fun.
Whoops.
I think so. Yeah.
Did
sorry.
We lose
Christmas week is always fun.
No, I was on the temporary. Oh my God, I got to be quiet for a second here. and you know what I said just went unheard anyway here in my house. But yeah, so a whole week and everybody, you know, you have to kind of. I guess I should put up a board like I did for Halloween saying what everybody's doing. That would be helpful.
Yeah, that would be cool.
Wait. Oh no. Good thing I know how to fix this. Hang on. Yes. We had 90 seconds left on this show. Yeah, this was a good 15-minute Wednesday. That's what you call a quickie. Sorry. As soon as I said I had 90 seconds left, I went, oh. Wow.
Oh, you had one of those where it was going to be a 15-minute show, huh?
Yep. And then I was like, oh, my God. That was like a zero to headlight. I was like, what's that, yeah, push? I was good. We're good. I pulled us out of this one. God. Oh, see? I even do it to myself, everybody. So I think I will. I think I'll put up a board like I did for Halloween and put on everybody's shows and what they're doing. So that way there's a go-to place, you know. Hopefully everybody will tune in and check them out and write for everybody. So that's that. Anyway, there's nothing else really super exciting happening. I guess so. Sam, since you were the first one to call in, I'm going to give you the first poem. And this is by a poet I've never read before. And I left the room. Naomi buried it. Just kidding. Just kidding. Who's doing what here? Oh, okay. Okay, here we go. This is called Beautiful One by Spirit Writer. So whenever you're ready, Pam.
All right. And Beautiful One by Spirit Writer. Born of love, poured internal wisdom into life's vessel. Light shines from inside to out. Her supreme being shows us your escort. Voice seduces as hummingbird sings. Rhapsody of gratitude, beauty unfolds, capturing all she deserves. Her vibe is forever flowing like a bird, wings open to capture the sky. Skin soft, touch smooth, and sparkling eyes guide one home within. End poem.
Nice read, Pam. Nice read. Naomi, you want to read? Naomi, would you like to read that again? That would she to comment? Oh, my God.
Yeah, just 1 minute. I was busy on the board. Yeah, I read this earlier, and very beautiful. You know, the lines that stood out to me were, her vibe is forever flowing like a bird, wings open to capture the sky, skin soft, touch smooth and sparkling, eyes guide one home within. You know, a beautiful poem of outpouring light, love, and, you know, acceptance of others, I find, you know, very spiritual, right? And beautifully, beautifully written. So bravo, and, you know, bravo, Spirit Writer. Beautiful written poem.
Now, Pam, I know you've read it. Do you want to go and comment next?
Yeah.
Or do you want me to go?
Absolutely. I'd be happy to. You know, I like how she puts so much into a small write, so much about this person, this woman. Then not only, you know, what she looks like, but more focused on her sense of her inner being, her inner beauty, and even her sense of music. Like when she says, her vibe is forever flowing like a verb, wings open to capture the sky, or, you know, lines of that, poured internal wisdom into life's vessel. You just get the idea of the like a goddess, like how every woman is a goddess, you know, to quote a razor, leg razor commercial. And you just get the idea of the beautiful spirituality of women. And you feel like this is, you know, a tribute to one specific woman, but it can actually work on the level of being something for all women to remember about themselves. So beautifully written and very well done.
I agree with both of you. There was something very spiritual about it. And I thought it was a beautiful piece, you know, just lovely, great imagery. And I very much enjoyed, you know, the nod to a beautiful woman. I'm with you, Pam. It could be focused at one, but it could be also pointed at many, you know. It was just really, really nicely done. And I think looking forward to maybe seeing more of Spirit Writer's work. It's a great piece.
Mm-hmm.
And thank you for sharing with us tonight. Absolutely. Okay. So now. Let's go backwards. Okay. Oh, we got Lee on the board. Oh, Lee. And hello, Frank. Only because I see Naomi said hello, not because I saw him. He's phone calls. Okay. Phone calls. Oh, my God. Hello, Lee.
Hi, Lee.
Hello, hello. Hi, everybody. Hi, Phil. Hi, Pam. Hello, Naomi. Hello, Frank. Hi, Catherine. Hi, guys.
Absolutely. It's great to have you here.
I'm happy to be here.
And we have another call. This is Laurent. Hello, Laurent.
Oh, boy.
Welcome to the party.
Hello,
Good
Laurent.
Evening. Thank you. Hello, everyone.
Hello, Laurent.
Mm-hmm.
Good to have our man.
Yes.
And we have our man.
Mm-hmm.
Santa brought our man.
That's where Frank comes in. Come on.
Yeah, come on. We need more testosterone.
Can't never have enough. Right?
No. There's enough hormones.
I don't
know
about that. I live in the house with too much. Okay, well, I guess I'll go to the next piece. And Naomi, I'm going to ask you to read this one. This is by Damn It Dave. Well, Damn It Dave.
Oh, this will be good.
Whenever you're ready, Naomi.
Yeah, this is called Beautiful. She won't believe she's beautiful, although I tell her so. With just a smile, she has the skill to set my heart aglow. She is my muse for poetry, the angel in my arms. Though we've been married many years, her radiance still charms. Yet she can't see she's beautiful, though she will always blush. Each time I dare to tell her so, her nose and cheeks go flush. She thinks that she is very plain, yet I can plainly see that she's my greatest gift and she is beautiful to me. End poem.
Great read. Great read, Naomi. Great read. Lou, do you want to start us off on this one?
Yes. You know, I think this is a beautiful tribute to his wife. I think a woman needs, you know, especially if she's shy and doesn't like those compliments where she's just cocking. Oh, yeah, I know, I got it. You know, I know I'm a 10. You know, that to me is not attractive. To me, attractive is somebody who has a little bit of demur, a little bit of shyness. And even after all these years, he still can tell her. And I just fell in love with that stanza where he said, yet she can't see she's beautiful, though she always will blush. Each time I dare to tell her so, her nose and cheeks grow flush. And I just thought this was an endearing poem, and it captured the inner beauty of his wife.
Nice, nice. And Laurent, how about you?
I agree with the comment just made. If someone won't believe they're beautiful, to me that makes them even more attractive. Because it really reflects what's inside of them. If they think they're very plain, they don't see the light that shines from other people's eyes as they gaze at you. Great piece.
Okay. And Pam, how about you?
Yeah, this is beautiful. It has wonderful rhyme, great imagery. It's romantic and tender. You know, I like how he writes about a long-lasting, you know, relationship, one that has lasted throughout the ages because of, you know, taking that time to give those compliments and be nice to each other and appreciate each other. I really like, she is my muse for poetry, the angel in my arms. Though we've been married many years, the radiance still charms. Wonderful lines and very well done.
Nice. And Naomi?
Yeah, well, you know, I just loved the last stanza. You know, she thinks that she is very plain, yet I can plainly see that she's my greatest gift and she is beautiful to me. You know, beautiful rhythm and rhyme throughout this poem. It was just a delight to read it, Damn It Dave. And, you know, a beautiful tribute to a loved one. And there's so much tenderness in this poem, you know, and yeah, like I said, you know, excellent flow and rhythm. So I just love this little poem. Just bravo.
Mm-hmm. Well, I have to agree with everybody. It was a wonderful piece. It was loving. It was tender. You know, it was just a beautiful reflection of the prompt. You know, someone just reach in and draw from that. And I think that Dave did a great job. I love the rhyme and meter as always, but, you know, that's what I always have to say. I loved his last two stanzas. You know, the last one being my favorite. What a great way to tie this up. But, you know, yet she can't see she's beautiful, though she will always blush. Each time I dare to tell her so, her nose and cheeks grow flush. She thinks that she is very plain, yet I can plainly see that she's my greatest gift, and she is beautiful to me. Beautiful, beautiful way of flying here. I see that he gave a nod to Sammy Kershaw's song, you know, She Doesn't Know She's Beautiful. It almost became the intro for tonight, but, you know, I went on to other things. But, yeah, that was a great, great write. And thank you, Dave, for sharing with us. Gosh, we have a tequila sunrise going on. Frank, hold on. Put the bottles away. okay. Rita, that's going to bring me to you. I'm going to give you this one to you. I have not spoken to Weaver's Dream. So I can send her a link because I didn't think she wanted to, I figured she was catching up on the left. So whenever you are next.
Okay. I am ready. And this is written by Weaver of Dreams titled Loved Lifts You Up. She is beautiful. It was love at first sight. Silky hair, soft skin, huge bright blue eyes. It's 6 months later, and I'm still besotted with her smile and that old, so cute giggle. It's been 5 years. Our bond is still strong. She goes out every day, but she comes back. Her inner beauty always shines like a beacon. Her sweet nature and loving ways entrap. 14 more years have gone by in a flash. I know that things can't stay the way they were. She is determined to change the world, or try. As her dad, I know she will. She changed me. End poem.
Nice reading. Nice reading. And Laurent, you want to start us off?
Can you come right back to me, please?
Sure. Pam, that brings me to you. Pam Ray.
Oh, sorry, I didn't hear my name. It's a beautiful write. Beautiful and sweet, and it's beautiful and sweet, and I very much enjoyed it.
Great comment, Pam. Great comment. Naomi, how about you?
Yeah, you know, this is a very beautiful write, on the way a father sees his daughter. She goes out every day, but she comes back. Her inner beauty always shines like a beacon. Her sweet nature and loving ways entrance. But really what got me, because, you know, it made me think of my own daughter, is she is determined to change the world or try. It makes me think of my daughter, Kim. She was always battling for injustices, even when she was a young girl. And, with manifestations, what do you call those? When they manifest, when they go around with their signs and everything, you know. Now, I remember she was 10 years old, and at school they had this teacher, and the gym teacher, and she'd separate the girls and the boys in gym class. And my daughter thought that was a great injustice. You know, that was really sexist. So at 10, she ran out on. And, you know, the parents and the other kids really followed her. And she caused this great big, uproar in the school. And, yeah, and so, yeah, she was really, and she's still that way today. So, yeah, I really saw my daughter in this poem. And beautiful, beautiful poem, with her smile. In the first stanza, we see her really young as a baby, and then, as a teenager later on. So very beautiful write by Kate here. Bravo, Kate.
Okay, Luya, that brings me to you.
Great. Useless to come back to me, right?
You taking cuts in front of me, man.
I was working my way right around the circle like I do. And that means you would have been able to you.
You know what?
I'm sorry. I
love Laurent so much, I will give him cuts. You may go.
There you go.
It was a great poem. and it really illustrates how quickly the world flows. Time goes by so quickly, and the bond between father and daughter remains strong as she goes on to conquer the world. It's a warm, charming piece, well-written, right from the heart.
Mm-hmm. Nice comment. Okay. Well, Lou, I'm cutting in front of you a second time. Hey, Gray, welcome to the show. I was going to do you last, but I figured that I may as well come around a little bit. How are you tonight?
I'm good, thanks. How are you, Phil?
I'm good, thank you. Good to have you join us. Absolutely.
Thank you.
Absolutely. Did you happen to hear the poem by Weaver of Dreams?
I did, yes. We did a wonderful job of reading it. And, you know, it's a very touching poem, tender and loving. You know, it really shows the reverence that this father has for his daughter. So beautifully done in switching roles as a woman to a man as well.
Nice. Very nice. Great comment. And now, Lou, would you like to comment on the piece you read?
Yes, I would. You know, it was endearing because what I like is that it was kind of like a little bit of surprise because you didn't know exactly where she was going with this. So that was kind of sweet because I don't read the poems ahead of time because I like to be surprised. And that's not always a good thing because you go, oh man. But you know, I did. I thoroughly enjoyed this because it was like you couldn't tell if she was talking about somebody she was in love with or a family member, or you know that she was going to speak of it from a father's point of view. But to me, it was perfectly penned because it was also from a mother's point of view. You could see both of this, and there's nothing like a parent that gives their children the air to blow underneath the wings so that they can speak how they want, be able to have their own opinion. A lot of times I notice that parents don't allow their children to have an opinion, which I think is a terrible thing because I don't believe they always have to agree with us. And, I like a good debate. So if you want something from me, you got to prove it. And if you get it, you get it. If you don't, oh, well, maybe next time. But I thought she did this wonderfully. And I did like the ending where she says that I know things can't stay the way they were. And that is so sad because, you know, we grow up and we leave our parents. And when you find out what it's like to be a parent, I can just imagine it's just as painful when they leave. But she's determined to change the world or try. And as her dad or mom, I know she will. She changed me. And, you know, that is what is so wonderful about having children is the love, unexpected love, and any issues that they bring into your life.
Yeah, I have to agree with everybody. It was a great piece by Katie. And I enjoyed the point of view of the father. I thought that she did a nice job with that. I thought it was just beautifully written and tender and, well expressed. So I want to thank you, Miss Weaver of Dreams, for sharing with us. As always, it was wonderful. We just missed your voice, just so you know. Okay, and Laurent, I have the next one up for you, and this is by Jim Bellamy. Called She's a Gem.
All right. She's a gem-clued girl, Jim Bellamy. She's a gem-clued girl. A mother of pearl guitar suitcases. Then rings, she pulls in a Midas Dale, and I can hardly see from heaven the memory of my guilty girl and her history, and she's my gem-clued girl. Oh, stopped when startling, love's heart raises spheres from heaven, And a bed of hearts feeds the garden, and love's Midas jail sees passion, sending bright brides to missions, and she's my gem-clued girl. Ah, as the clock of life's day winds down, 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 then the wives of a beating town heed me, and my keen woman pulls her rings from the Midas jail, and she's my gem-clued girl. Freedom trips the heart as pearls clothe kind gals in magic fiction, and poem.
Nice reading that. And let's start with you.
You did a fantastic job reading that, Lawrence. I like the language that he used in this with Gaol and, you know, gentle girl. You know, I thought it was just a wonderful write on the subject of his woman. Beautifully done.
Great comment, Craig. Pam?
Yeah, I thought this had wonderful imagery and metaphors. Very unique in its presentation. I like the repetitiveness of she's my gem-clued girl. I also thought there's a certain lyrical quality to this with the repetition and the imagery. I really like, oh, stopped when startling love's heart raises spheres from heaven and a bed of hearts heeds the garden. Wonderful lines and very well done.
Awesome. Awesome comment. And Naomi, are you back?
I'm here. Yeah, I just love the. I think Pam, said it. I think there's something that drew me into this poem when I read it earlier, and I just couldn't put my finger on it, and I just love the vibe and the flow. But I guess Pam, she said it. There was a lyrical quality to this whole poem. And I get it now. And, and the old language that Gray, stated, it's written like in this, this kind of oldish language there. I was utterly captivated by this rite all throughout. There's just something about it. So just a bravo, Jim Bellamy. And, I really, really enjoyed this one.
Mm-hmm. Nice comment. And that will bring me to, I think, Luyu.
Mm-hmm.
Are you ready?
You know what? I agree. To me, this had like a jazzy beat to it. I can just see us being somewhere, snapping our fingers to the beat, listening to him, clap, just this poem. It just had a jazzy beat also for me, and the imagery. And then when he splayed those heart cards in that middle stanza, I got such a big kick for that because, on my little flower garden, I got to put up these little hearts and stuff. And I found these globes. And when I was going through the flea market in San Francisco, and it just made me smile, it says, oh, stop when startling love's heart raises spears from the heavens. And I have these spears in my yard, and the better hearts heed the garden, which just made me think of that, something floral, something very passionate. My love Midas goal sees passion. And I just got, I just found that delightful. And just like everybody else did too, like Pam and Naomi are bringing out, it was just a fun, well-written poem, and I enjoyed it very much.
Comment, Lou. And Laurent, that brings me to you.
Yeah, I appreciate the technique that he used. The images are really magic. Now, in his own words, his poetry is quietly psychedelic, and he says he speed writes it. And in order to speed write things, I think you have to use stream of consciousness. So I think basically that's what we have here, and it's always interesting to see where that kind of thing goes, because you can see logical and illogical connections between imagery. So it's almost like listening listening to Picasso if he was a poet. Great piece.
Nice. Nice comment. Yeah, I thought this was a great piece by Jim Bellamy. Just beautifully written. I think that his wording was wonderful throughout. Well worded and full of wonderful imagery. That was beautifully done, and definitely I want to thank him for sharing with us tonight. It's a beautiful piece, and I'm glad he entered the contest. So thank you, Jim, as always. Good to have you involved. Okay. Gray, I'm coming to you. This is a new poet to us. His name is Wild Swimmer, and it's called Her Ghost. So whenever you're ready.
Okay. Wild Swimmer, Her Ghost. I was mending a hull neath the crying gull when the call came down the line. My dad had gone. His time had come, and a world of hurt was mine. Left my girl to anger's whirl, told her needed space. But that was dust. Not even lust could the hurt I replace. Time dragged on when I was gone. My love, I failed to warn her about the rendezvous I shared with you in the pub on Poet's Corner. I'm the ghost of every girl you loved, your specter said to me. I'll haunt your mind till you go blind, and then I'll let you be. And the bird that nested in Eve fed its young in Byron's sleeve in the pub on Poet's Corner. Hence, every night, my daily fright is a street fight to emerge strong and well from the bowels of hell where the dark and madness merge, where music from the walls is bled by ex-girlfriends and souls undead. And the bird that nested in the eve told me that I'd never leave the pub on Poet's Corner. End poem.
Nice read, Gray. Nice read. Pam, that brings me to you first.
She said she's stepping away.
Pam. Oh, well, thank goodness somebody noticed. God forbid I should. Naomi, that means you get to start us off, sweetie.
Okay. Yeah, I really loved the way this was written. You know, the rhyming sheen here is really neat. And the way you read it, Gray, was really awesome. You know, I love the idea of being in the pub on the Poet's Corner, you know, and the bed that nested in the eave told me that I'd never leave the pub on Poet's Corner. And, yeah, so I really, really enjoyed this. Very well done. And, you know, I'm looking forward to seeing more poems from this new poet, Wild Swimmer. Bravo, way to go.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and that brings me to Lulu.
You know what? This is, if I would not know, this is something like would be excellent writer for Robert's dark poetry. I love the way that Gray wrote this, but I also love the way that he wrote his poem. It was almost like it reminded me of a Russian roulette where you sit there and then you pull the bullet and those thoughts come out, and then another bullet and then those thoughts come out, and then they just started just coming out and just flowing. You know, it is so difficult to deal with death, and if this is true, you know, I'm sorry that his father passed away. And, you know, death affects all of us differently. You never know what somebody's going to do or how they're going to react. And, you know, some of the shocking things that get done, you know, with the death of somebody. And, you know, in fact, you know, just because this was brought out in this poem, one of my friends when their family father died, they all went to a bar and went to, you know, see strippers. And I'm thinking, why would you do that? But, you know, it's the things that people do, you never expect. And I'm, even though this happened years ago, it still shocks me when I think about it. And, you know, and he told his girlfriend, you know, I need space. And where was he? He went and, you know, he realized that he was going to lose her because he wasn't talking to her because he was finding solace somewhere else. And, you know, where this girl, you know, he was tempted. And you just, like, it is always unexpected what human behavior will do. And this was one of those poems that was unexpected. And I liked the brutal honesty of it. It was refreshing.
Nice comment, Lou. And Laurent?
This is a hugely impressive piece. It could be a folk song quite easily. I found the story fascinating with echoes of the, mm-hmm. of the supernatural. It's almost a story of revenge. The mistake made, as usual, it's a woman, you know, that almost slips you up. I mean, this one's highly traditional about this. This piece could, I would, you know, if you told me this was 400 years, written 400 years ago, I would absolutely believe it. It has that tone, that feel, that familiarity, which is also a little strange. I love it.
Okay. Nice comment. And Gray, how about you?
Yeah, I liked it, and I agree with Liu about the darkness in this, right? You know, to be haunted by your woman's ghost after she's gone until you turn blind, that's a haunting thing. So powerful, right, and well-rhymed and excellent flow to it as well.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Pam, are you back? Okay. Well, I thought this was an intriguing write. It came from a different direction than I would have expected, but it was well done. And I like the introduction to the Poet's Corner throughout. But it was a nice piece. And, you know, just because it comes from a different direction doesn't mean it's bad or off. It just, there's a different depth to it because it speaks from the grave. And I think that it was nice work. And I hope to see more from, yes. The swimmer. Not looking at
mm-hmm.
No. My memory shot. But it definitely was a good one. A wild swimmer. That's it. Wild swimmer. I'll remember with time. But yeah, so well done and great to you. And Pam, I guess you'll be back for the next. Let me see now. The next one I have for, to be read is by Betty Page. I'm getting a little nervous. She's got a whip out now in the room. It's scaring me. yeah, you know, woo-hoo. I don't know. Maybe this will distract her for a minute. This is called Sparkling Eyes by Betty Page. She's dressed in satin, ball gown shimmers as diamonds, classy femme fatale. Cherry red lipstick, bronze pink, blushing cheeks aglow, porcelain doll face. Sparkling emerald eyes, brunette golden auburn hair, cascading to the ground. Struts of debonair, a long crushed red velvet surrounded by stars. Sweet seductive style, swaying her hips back and forth, rides high as coasters. She's extremely smart, genius as Hedy Lamarr. She's as fine as art, angelically kind, embracing genuinely, caressing lost souls. End poem. Let me see now. Well, I read that, so I screwed everything up. Pam, are you back?
Yeah.
It should be said first. Okay. Well, Naomi,
I am
coming to you. Oh, well, Pam, would you like to comment on Betty's piece?
Absolutely. Yeah, wonderful read there, Jean. This has beautiful imagery. I really like how it talks about a woman who has a sense of pride in herself, strut so debonair along crushed red velvet surrounded by stars. I also like the nod to Hedy Lamarr. I thought that was really cool. She's extremely smart, genius as Hedy Lamarr. She's as fine as art, angelically kind, embracing, genuinely caressing lost souls. It's a beautiful write about a woman who is that full package. It's not just the outside beauty, but it's the way she carries herself. It's the way she's, you know, feels that she knows she can speak her mind, you know, and that, you know, she's intelligent, she's smart, she's beautiful, and just a wonderful write. Very well done.
Nice comment. Nice comment. And Naomi, how about you?
Yeah, you know, Betty Page really brought me back to, you know, that jazz era. I don't know why, you know, maybe it's the femme fatale. You know, I just love that word, femme fatale. And, you know, the silk, the diamonds, everything. She just brought me back to that era. You know, I can just see this woman in a jazzy bar, you know, the smoke and the saxophone playing. And you know, but like Pam said, she brought the whole package here, you know, a woman that is both beautiful and, you know, smart and angelically kind, embracing genuinely caressing lost souls. So, you know, makes me think of, I don't know, all those women out there, you know, that we know that did a lot of, that were both beautiful but smart and did a lot of charity work and, you know, stood up for a lot of causes, you know, Roosevelt there, Eleanor Roosevelt, you know, brings me back to her. But yeah, just a beautiful, beautiful piece here, you know, by Betty Page. So bravo, Betty Page. I just love the imagery all throughout this. Just beautifully written, as always.
Nice comment, Naomi. Nice comment. And Lou, you? I bet you.
Yeah, I was writing a comment. You know, I agree with everybody. You know, this took me back to the jazz era and the beautiful clothing. And, you know, where women were curvaceous. They had curves. And, you know, and I also could hear, which made me smile when I heard you reading Sweet Seductive Style, swaying her hips back and forth, wry ties. A coaster, and I could just see her walking into the snuffy cafe, and everybody's, you know, drinking champagne and wine, and, you know, I could just see the jazz drummer just stop and then just get his snares and drum, da 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 da, and so it just brought me all the way back into that era, and I thoroughly enjoyed it.
Nice, great comment. And Laurent, how about you?
It's always a pleasure to see that the package is not just skin deep, so to speak, that there's actually something there. How rare is that? You know, every time I see somebody who's really, really dressed for the times, very nicely laid out, and beautiful or handsome, as the matter goes. And then I go, oh, well, where's the flaw? There's got to be a flaw somewhere. You can't look like that and be, you know, good in every other aspect. And yet we are presented with one who is. It's really well written. The images were strong. The flow carries you right through to the end. A very satisfying, well-written piece.
Nice comment, Lance. And Gray, last but not least.
Yeah, you did a wonderful job of reading her poem. But, you know, the poem took me to that Roger Rabbit, the actress Jessica Hart. That's what came to mind when I saw this. Because, you know, the long red velvet dress. And I thought it was just a well-presented poem of a you know, a movie star walking into a room and caressing souls, lost souls, their presence. So excellent, right? An excellent read.
Great comments, guys. Yeah, I thought this was a wonderful piece by Betty, and I thought that she painted a well done picture here. You know, her imagery was good. It was kind of like you watch it all unfold in front of you, and I think that's what I liked about it. So thank you, Betty, for writing for us. I appreciate it as always. Okay, our next piece I'm going to put up is called Spanish Rumba by Poetic Picasso. So let me hit that button because I have an audio.
A rose petal lips are the moisture of attempting to drench in me in the sensual rapture of the drops of lust, making me embrace the shivers of the moonbeams. Her eyes cast the reflection of a naughty glow. I drink from her bosom the dripping milk of passion, and I touch her inner lips with a deep stroke, till the cascades of her uninhibited desires gush. She is the blossoming bloom from the lush grove. My thirst is quenched in her hunger and kisses I taste. Slices of a pure cantaloupe melting into my mouth. With every nibble fruit of its substance, the aphrodisiac seed of a lover's romance in Sevilla. The beauty is the attraction of the sex appeal of a dancer, seen with the voluptuous contours of her sculptured nudity. So damn sexy is her body, gyrating like a tropical typhoon, for I am wrapped in the silk garments of her indispleasures. Su cuerpo es mi templo, la belleza de una noche, es ella la que me enloquece cuando bailamos al ritmo de la rumba española. Her body is my temple, the beauty of the night. She is the one driving me crazy when we dance to the beat of Spanish rumba. Ole, ole. Into poem.
You're on mute there?
Yes, I am. I was busy. I watched Lulu fall off the line. I was like, what? So it's kind of. Sam, would you like to start us off?
Sure, absolutely. Yeah, these
great.
Are beautifully.
Thanks.
Oh, I'm sorry. Did you say my name?
I did.
Okay. Beautifully written couplets, wonderful seductive lines, passionate sensuality. I really liked it all the way through, but especially making me embrace the shivers of the moonbeams. Her eyes cast the reflection of a naughty glow. Like you can just see that naughty spark in the eyes. I also really like her beauty is the attraction of the sex appeal of a dancer, seen with the voluptuous contours of her sculptured nudity. There's such a wonderful appreciation for the feminine form there. So beautifully written and very well done.
Nice. Great comment, Sam. And Naomi, how about you?
Oh, yeah. Sublime, sensual, sultry lines. You know, I just love slices of peeled cantaloupe melting into my mouth with every the fruit of its substance, the aphrodisiac seed of lover's romance in Sevilla. I just love that, you know, the idea of the peeled cantaloupe melting into my mouth. That's just so sublimely sultry and you know, sensual right there. But, you know, bravo all the way down, Frank. Just amazing, amazing, right?
First off, I'd like to say welcome back to Lou Yu, and hello, Frank. Welcome aboard.
Hi, Frank.
Hey,
Frank.
Hello there. I'm just here listening.
It's good to have you back, and it's good to have you here, Frank. Laurent, that brings me to you for comment.
Yeah, absolutely. I have always enjoyed the use of copper, so I like what he did here. And I was going to quote the, my thirst is quenched in her hunger and kisses I taste. And I think Naomi continued that with the slices of the peeled cantaloupe melting into my mouth with every nibble of the fruit of its substance and on down to the end. The couplets really hold the image very clearly. They're not lost at all. They come one after another after another in a way that I enjoy, as opposed to large block of text or stanzas of 5 or 6 lines. The language is very sophisticated, very sexy. Yeah, Frank, I like gyration. I don't like tropical factory, but I like gyration.
Yeah. Mm.
Great piece.
I see tonight.
Great piece. Gyrate on.
Oh, here we go. Here we go, Lord. Back to the typhoons for tonight.
Oh, my. And
Ray,
what do you have to say?
Muy caliente, my friend. Yeah, you know, that's a hard-hitting, passionate poem filled with excellent visuals. And, you know, like Lauren said about the gyrating, that was a great great line. So, good sleeping.
At least I hope to have warmed up with you tonight, Gray. I know it's cold up there, you and Naomi.
Let's see now. I think I hit everybody, did I not?
No, you missed me.
Right? Oh, please. Yes, I'm sorry, Lou. Go for it, girl. Go for it.
Okay. So, you know, like everybody, this was seductive. The imagery just made you want to read more. And, of course, I liked the visual because I thought you caught this so beautiful in that quote, making me embrace the shivers of moonbeams. Her eyes cast the reflection of a naughty glow. I like that. That was such a good tease and such an, it, you know, it's just something about kisses and lips and the way somebody looks at you when you know that they want you. And of course, you know, I had to go with everybody else because wonderful minds think alike. Steam, the gyration. I see you got me so mixed up. I put the wrong quote down. I did, because all I could think of was the so damn sexy, her body gyrating like it. Oh, tropical typhoon, you know you can't catch your breath when that's going on. And obviously I did catch my breath because, like I said, I will go back and correct it, put the right poem that really got to me. And everybody else wants to, you see? It's not just me. And cantaloupe, oh, my God. That gyrating and cantaloupe, just, oh. Yeah, see? Okay. Back to you, Phil, because I'm all goofy in the head now.
I see the typhoon has reached you tonight as well.
I hope so.
You know, I have to laugh because I saw a comment in the room about, isn't that a vacuum cleaner? He's talking about the Roomba. And I thought, men would love to come to get a vacuum cleaner like that.
It's a very seductive dance there. It's a very seductive Spanish dance, the Roomba.
Yes, I know.
You can hear it.
I know.
If you get a chance to click the button, you see the video, you'll hear some of that music there, and you get a bit of that sensuality from that music.
Well, why didn't you have the music behind it, Frank? God.
You know why? Because my the phone that I use for, for my record is broken. I no longer have an option of phones, so I have to do SoundClouds now without music until I can find a backup phone. I don't have a backup phone because this one that I have been using just finally plucked out on me and it's broken. It's clogged up too much of viruses, so, yeah.
Catch up with me later in the week. We'll talk. I got something for you.
Okay.
Oh, I don't know. Maybe not because you're on the damn phone. Oh, well, what can I say?
There you go.
I thought this was a wonderful write, Frank. Beautiful imagery throughout the piece. Wonderful sensuality as well. I thought it was quite delicious, actually. So, well done. Well done.
Oh, I appreciate that. No, that's not me. Laurent, that's not me there in the picture there.
Oh, my God.
No, but we all have imaginations there, don't we?
Word. Okay. So that was good. We got it. Yep. Getting a little fluffy in here.
All right, appreciate that. Thank you very much.
It's always good, Frank. Always good. Let's see. The next one I'm going to put up is by, I'm going to do Naomi because she's kind of next in line. And then Naomi also gives me a SoundCloud. So look out, everybody. I'm not sure what's happening here, so we'll give it a whirl.
Okay.
So beautiful. I watch you. Just watch you glide, soft and silent, through the prairie field. As the wind moves the long grass, a nearly ripened wheat, like slow rolling waves out on a golden sea. A natural glow radiates from deep inside you as you drift as a sweet song lullaby. Not a blade of grass or crop harmed by your movements. Instead, like me, they thrive, leaning into you whenever you are near. You swirl, your laugh crisp and clear as a sparrow's chorus at daybreak, eyes wide, drinking in the world like forests drink the universe, cupping a white daisy softly in your hand. I hear you whispering to it in the breeze, your voice a poem for which there is no language, only a fog of primordial letters, and all the possibilities of the starlit cosmos. You wave to me, your smile a tableau of vibrant, freshly painted colors, wet and dripping onto my skin. Hypnotized, I watch you still, a tenacious creeping wildflower blossomed in the cracks between the slabbed ugliness of this world, ever blooming, ever radiant. As the earth dips into darkness on the edge of an abyss, you are my summer daydream, my soothing moonlit reverie, a monolith of midnight, towering with grace, casting shadows that embrace, breaking me open into the hushed moan of a peaceful rift. My arms reach for you. I pull you close. Our eyes link as one as we look into the other's soul. until our lips join, and I know I will wait forever in the folds of your flower, caressed by your silken petals, as I dream, as I pine for your taste, the warmth of your breath in closeness there upon my cheek.
Great job, Naomi. God, you're all out of whack now. Laurent, would you like to comment on this piece first? Laurent? You're off mute.
You're on mute.
Better.
Sorry. Yes, I was on mute. Apparently, I can't tell when I'm on mute or not. You let me know, though, so thank you. I like the length of this. Naomi, you took your time with it. You present the story through the eyes of the woman who watches him gliding soft and silent, from the eyes of a man, if I'm not mistaken, watching you glide soft and silent through the prairie field. And it's image after image in each stanza that tells the story from narrator's eyes. As the earth dips into darkness on the edge of an abyss, you are my summer daydream, my soothing moonlit reverie, a monolith of midnight, towering with grace. I love your use of words. It's gentle phrasing, yet it's like a quiet fire. Very, very strong images that kind of stick with the reader. They don't go away quickly. I like what you've done with this one. Nice job.
Thank you, Luke. Thank you, Laura.
Great comment. Let me see. Y'all shifted. Y'all jockeyed positions on me here. All that damn gyrating. Y'all mixed up now.
You see? It's not me.
It's the typhoon.
Oh my God. Let me see. Gray, would you like to comment next?
You know, that had such reverence and beauty in it. You know, it was such an engaging and endearing poem. You could picture all this as you read through it. I watch you. Just watch you glide, soft and silent, through the prairie field as the wind moves the long grass and nearly ripened wheat, like slow rolling waves out on the golden sea. I mean, that's just fantastic imagery right there, and you captured the beautiful prompt quite well. So excellent write and read, Naomi.
Thank you, Gary.
Absolutely.
Right. Now, that brings me to Luyu. Miss Luyu.
I thought this was a beautiful read and recording and penning from Naomi. You know, when you meet somebody like that, when you just not fall in love with what they are on the outside, but it's that inner glow, that inner light that just pulls you to them and keeps you there. And I fell in love with this stanza that you wrote, you know, because when you find somebody like this, you know, they radiate such happiness, such peace, that you no longer feel lonely in your life being around them. And I fell in love with the stanza you wrote, hypnotized. I watch you still, a tenacious creeping flower blossomed in the cracks between the slabbed ugliness of this world, ever blooming, becoming radiant. And you know, the most beautiful flowers grow and where they're not, you know, like in a crack of a sidewalk. Wildflowers just tend to take over everything and grow, but it's just allowing them to keep the personality instead of trying to suffocate it. And, you know, to see that person for the, who they are, the radiating beauty they are that shines so brilliantly in the ugliness of this world where there's not that love anymore. And this was beautifully penned, Naomi. I really enjoyed it.
Thank you, Lou.
Nice comment, Lou. And Frank, how about you?
Yes, I thought this was an exceptional ride. Beautifully written, beautifully just conceived from the beginning. You gave, you know, the visuals in this poem are very striking. And I have to say, Naomi, this is one of my favorite poems of yours. This was just enriched with layers of beautiful sentiments expressed using the background of nature, that longing, that yearning. It was just romantic, very romantic as well. I thought it was just a beautiful piece.
Thank you, Frank.
You're welcome.
Okay. Well, I have to agree with everybody. It was a beautiful piece, Naomi. My thoughts on it is a beautiful, thoughtful piece. As thoughtful as in what was going through your mind. It was like the inner whisperings of your mind you were putting on paper. And I thought that was very well done, and there was a lot of great imagery throughout. So it was just beautiful, and very much enjoyed it. And thank you for writing for the contest. I appreciate that. Great work.
Well, it was such a beautiful, inspirational quote. So thank you. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you, party. Thank you, party. Okay, let's see where I have to go next. I have Lou do next. Lou.
Oh, okay. Okay. I would just like to talk about it just a little bit. I always manage to wrap nature into my poetry, but that's what it is. The celestial crest of Venus and the moon, the strong desire, the attraction they had towards each other, the romance, the passion, the pleasure. And, you know, this is, you know, how they rarely see each other from a distance, that beauty. And that's what inspired my poem that I wrote. And let me get to it.
Very nice. I'll put it up for you.
There it is. Feral moon uncovers marmalade marigold fires of Venus eyes. Summer blush softly on morn chiseled cheekbones. Yawning softly midnight dreams, blackened lashes. Pupils sparkle, reaching dancing fingertips. Grays parched smiling lips. Sweet desire scented resting warm lips on her pulse. Watering mouth tastes cherry cloth, flavoring her giggles. Stained fingers gently pull fabled silver strands behind kissed earlobes. Sunshine bursts in contented whispers. Starry stars glimmer in laughter as she hums outlining his jaw. Tender words blossom. Guiding pleasures, evening star, connecting, intertwining inner midnight skies, rose, revealing lunar heartbeat, underworld, moon liquid penetrating, circulating each heartbreak, my Venus, mending her suffering, unlocking lightning bolts, fueling hungers, appetite transforming riblets of moonbeams, dance on earthen bronze, curvatures, seductive memories. She purrs on a wine-kissed velvet coverlet, firelit arousal, innocence, nymph, musk, cologne, citrus, fruity florals, blend night, woody passions, tantalizing kisses, moistened sweet torments, moan. Wolves howl, celestial bodies collide, shudder, captivated by her erotic star flecks, glistening, rising heat in her sensual eyes. Los oreos de la luna escriben canciones del amor de Venus en sus curvas terrenales, coronándola en besos de luz de estrellas. In poem, and translated, that means moonbeams write Venus love songs on her earthly curves, crowning her
and star-like kisses. And pump. Hello, Phil?
Hello.
Yes, you ma'am.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am. I was getting worried.
So they passed out, right? It brings me to you. So whenever you're ready.
Me?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am. Yeah, okay. Yeah, well, this, you know, you just have a unique, beautiful, you know, stunning style of writing, Lou. You know, there's just so much beautiful imagery in here. I just loved, you know, the watering mouth, taste cherry gloss, flavoring her giggles, and, you know, scary stars glimmer in laughter as she hums, outlining his jaw. You know, that is, you know, when you outline a man's jaw, you pass your finger on the side of his jaw, you know, and you just look into his eyes. I can just see this all, you know, evolving. But near the end, when it really heats up, you know, the wolf howl, celestial bodies collide, shudder, captivated by her erotic star flex, glistening, rising heat in her sensual eyes. That is just beautiful. And then the finishing, you know, the in the Spanish, moonbeams write Venus love songs on her earthly curves, crowning her starlight kisses. Just beautifully written all throughout. Just an amazing, amazing write here, Lulu.
Thank you, Naomi.
Absolutely. Absolutely. That's a much of the... Laurent, that brings me to you.
Yeah, I got lost in Naomi's review of that. I was just sitting there, eyes closed, listening to her voice, going, yep, I agree with that. I agree with that. Yep, I see that point. It really is nice to see people writing more in couplets. I think I mentioned that earlier about Frank's. I like what you did with this, Lulu. It's really well done. And you didn't miss any opportunities to give us images that are so relatable. Stained fingers gently pull sable silver strands behind kissed earlobes. Sunshine bursts in contented whispers. Starry sighs, starry stars glimmer in laughter as she hums, outlining his jaw. Well described, well written, passionate as hell. Wow, as always, wow. Love the piece.
Thank you, Laurent.
Okay, and Gray, that brings me to you.
Yeah, it's such a tender, loving, delicate, right, filled with incredible imagery and passion, you know. You have a unique language with your writes, and it always shines beautifully when you read it. So, beautifully written and excellent read.
Thank you, Gray.
Absolutely. And Frank? Yes, but not me.
Well, I was lost there with the purring and the holding there. But this poem, really, to me, it sounds like you're talking about yourself here. You talk about a watering mouth chases cherry gloss and then flavoring her giggles. I almost got the impression that this was actually you throughout the whole poem here. I thought this was just goddamn good piece of writing. Very sensual. Very romantic as well. And I'll end it up here, Lou, is I wonder if you have what your quarter of us are like. Great poem, great poem.
Thank you, Frank.
You're welcome.
Yeah. Beautiful quote.
Yeah. And why I even did that, I closed this up. You know, I thought it was such a gorgeous writing. beautiful imagery and such passionate thoughts. Just incredible work. And I loved your quote in Spanish at the bottom. You know, I thought that was just beautiful. Moon beings write Venus love songs and her earthly curves, crowning her in starlight kisses. I thought that was just gorgeous. Just excellent work, and thank you so much for writing for the contest. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Doc. Let me see now. Okay. Take this one here. Okay, Laurent, I have your piece up next. And whenever you're ready.
Okay. This is called Play of Your Ambrosial Light. At each day's end, you arrive with twilight softness, a zephyr of light that kisses my eyes, undiminished by distance, seemingly unaware of your own beauty, containing a warmth of suns and cool of moons. Lay you down on evening's blanket of stars as I proffer a crown of lights, a circlet of nova that will flare forever. Red river of your hair spills against the midnight blue of the deepest sky. Drape me in divine tresses. I am reborn, comet hurtling the vastness between us, blind with the speed of love, much faster than sunlight. Hiding in the middle of days, invisible in the waking hours, I run this marathon of night with you as prize, starlit. Universe gifts you with the flowers of eons, gathered into bouquets from strange worlds you remain blind to. Playgrounds of the infinite, dance halls of the sublime, bedrooms of the mind, all tipped in with colored oils, flowing like blood from your quart of mine, veins of bright liquid gathered in a graven cup, wine of cosmic delight that we sip nightly, burning lips a universal nectar as we bathe in the play of your ambrosial light. End quote.
Beautiful light. Let me see now. We lost Lou. So, Naomi, I'm going to start with you. Naomi?
She on mute.
Yeah, I was talking to, talking 100 miles to myself. I was just saying every time it's a man's poem, we lose Do You. She falls off the, falls off the line.
Don't blame me now there.
It's those damn typhoons.
Yeah, there we go. She's getting a lot of cactus over there, but she's on.
But, you know, the both your voices, you know, you get to me. But, you know, and look at your voice. Oh, my gracious. I've said it before. I'll say it again. You know, every time you read a poem, it just, I don't know. But anyway, okay, I won't get into that. You know, I am reborn, a comet hurtling the vastness between us, blind with the speed of love. Much faster than sunlight, you know, being reborn into, you know, into someone, that is just such a beautiful thought. But, you know, all through, I just love so many parts of this, you know, I loved it all, but, you know, the playgrounds of the infinite, dance halls of the sublime, bedrooms of the mind, all tipped in with colored oils, flowing like blood from your core to mine. Wow. And you know, the wine of cosmic delight, sip nicely, burning lips brushed by universal nectar as we bathe in the play of your ambrosial light. Oh, this is just beautiful, Laurent. You know, you just captured the essence of, you know, being in love and just loving a woman and, you know, and the essence of a woman getting home. Just so beautifully done. Amazing. Stunning,
thank you.
Right.
Thank Thank you.
And Gray Eyes, how about you?
Yeah, I really enjoyed hearing this read again by you, Lauren. You know, it's such a lovely poem with fabulous wording and imagery throughout. A beautiful, touching write and wonderful read.
Thank you, Gray.
Absolutely. Gray. And Frank, how about you?
Yes, this was a very exquisite poem. You know, the metaphors were just exquisite. I found myself just drawn to the imagery from the beginning there of the twilight softness, the sifter of light, the way you personified this moment, you know, this emotion, everything that encompasses this, you know, with the prompt, but using your words here, the metaphors in particular, you just painted it just like a painter would paint a masterpiece. This was just a beautiful poem from beginning to end, and I was really taken aback by the way the narration, the metaphors were executed in this poem. They were so delicate. At the same time, they were sensual as well, and above all, romantic. So you did a fantastic job. I was really, 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 I really enjoyed this piece tremendously.
I'm begging, Frank.
Hallelujah. Nice to see you, Frank.
Yeah, I'm back. Sorry. Yeah, sorry for the coughing. I had to hang up. I don't have a mute button, so unfortunately I have to hang up. But I did get to hear Laurent read this poem. You know, it is romantic. Like Frank, I agree. It's a beautifully painted images at night that you can just see. And, you know, the flames that you paint, the romance of whoever this was written for, you arrive in the twilight softness, a zephyr of light that kisses my eyes, undiminished by distance, and seemingly unaware of your own beauty. And, you know, that is, the same token that a woman who is beautiful is one that does not know or think she is beautiful. And I love all the stanzas that Naomi read. Those were some of my favorite. And, you know, I loved how you said, when you finally find somebody you're really connected to, the vastness is not there. And I love what you said, I am reborn, a comet hurtling the vastness between us, flying with the speed of love, much faster than sunlight. And of course I'm thinking Superman. Okay. But then my eyes go but then, you know, my eyes go back. The strength of your love, you know, how it says the universe gives you with the flowers of eons gathered into bouquets from a strange world. You remain bond to the playgrounds of infinite, dance halls of the sublime, bedrooms of the mind, all tipped with colored oils. Oh my God, that's just so beautiful. And I could really seriously reread your home poem all back to you, but I prefer listening to you did it.
Thanks, Louie. Thank you.
Well, Laurent, this is just as beautiful as the first time I read it. I think that you responded beautifully to the poem that Lou, you had put up. Every day you play with the light of the universe. It was just absolutely stunning and beautiful and just so very well done. And as always, great work.
Thank you, G.
Mm-hmm. So let me see. Gray Eyes, I have one for you to read. Here we go. This is by P.B. Kushan. Whenever you're ready.
Sorry about that. Okay. This is About You by P.B. Kushan. To this day, a 40-year-old man, I doubt I could even describe beauty or have a definition at all had I not met you the way I did. I suppose to everyone else, likely even yourself, it was a rather mundane thing But I'll never forget you standing there next to me, next to my Amazonian cousin, very essence of all things beautiful, of true beauty itself bursting into me, enamored already with the slightest peek at you, only 8 or 9 years old, and already I knew that in a life there could and would only be you. Across me in the green yard of the farm in spring you stood, shoulder-length, gorgeous brown hair put up in a tight perm that accented slightly a tiny bit of overbite. Lovely gray-green eyes sheepishly looking at me from behind Coke bottle-thick glasses that slid down your dainty nose every few seconds. High cheekbones, quite stunning and pronounced, features reflecting the Cherokee you would so many times in coming years love to tell me was in you. Beautiful as you were, though, there was something even more beautiful about you, something intangible that reached out and touched me from the second our eyes met. I took my quaking insides and put them at ease. The sweat that had procured on my brow disrupted, and I was filled with happiness. Happiness just to be there by you, and appreciation for all things in that moment, as if I had never felt another moment, or may never again, to be truly alive. I was smitten and would have been happy to die right there on the spot, but that wouldn't be. Much more exquisite torture was in store for me. Here we are 30-something years later, and still at your side is the only place and time I've been blessed with that feeling. Every time. I feel it every time I see you. End poem.
Oh, and Jimwell did it again. Oh, and I lost Naomi too. Wait, and I lost Lulu. Mm-hmm. Now I'm back.
I'm back. Yes. I'm back.
I'm back.
Hi, ladies.
Hi.
I'm back.
I'm back too. I was on mute. Laura, you want to go ahead and start us off on this one?
Yes, yes. That special feeling that comes when you are with somebody that you love, someone that you fell in love with the moment that you saw them. I suppose to everyone else, likely even yourself, it was a rather mundane thing, but I'll never forget you standing there next to my Amazonian cousin. Very essence of all things beautiful, of true beauty itself, bursting into me. You know, you can look at 100 people, and there's nothing special about any of them, but for some reason, one of them really stands out. Now, it's funny that this starts off when he was very young, only 8 or 9 years old, but he stuck with it. And what he saw that is what he wanted and what he has. And I think that kind of love, story is absolutely charming. Of the stories where you see somebody as a child, then you end up marrying them, knowing in the first moment they were right for you. Then that feeling fills you because it's that special person. You feel it every time you see that person. I really like the way this is written and the sentiments. Bravo.
Nice comment. And Gray, how about you?
Yeah, it was fantastic to read. You know, you can feel the passion and the desire that he has for this person that he's become enamored with. You know, somebody who he thought he'd shoot and what that was. And, you know, 30-something years later, they're, you know, still standing by side by side. And that's the only place and time that he's ever wanted to be. So just a beautiful poem.
Great comment, Gray. And Frank, how about you?
Well, if I can say that, well, then, interesting about this one is the expression of, you know, the true fear. You know, when it's a person of poem, we know that this type of degree of poetry, mm-hmm. and it's so, you know, empowered with emotion, you know, you can relate to it. I think everyone can relate to this. It's great. Great job.
Absolutely. Great comment, Frank. And what about you?
Oh, my goodness. I really love this poem. You know, it to me, this is somebody who sees past the obvious but looks deeper. And, you know, what ends up happening is those things, you fall in love with the person, but you still remember those characteristics, those little quirks of, you know, what I call it nerdism, because, you know, I am a nerd. You know, when you look at that person that pushes, you know, their glasses up, and, you know, it's, you know, and a hippie nerd, so I'm like this earthly person that's, you know, just unusual. I moved to my own beat, and I'm happy to do that, and I did fall in love how he described her, what he remembered of her, and even though it's been decades, it doesn't change. When you fall in love with somebody like that, those are the things that you always remember, and it's just part of the bonding process that just gets stronger and stronger through time. And I really enjoyed it. It just made me smile.
Great comment, Lou. And Naomi?
Oh, yeah. This is so sincere. You know, it's as if it just poured out, you know, poured out of him. And, you know, it made me ache to know this kind of, you know, this kind of love that just endures through time. You know, it makes me think of my parents. They're so happy together and, you know, they're so in love after so many years. You know, just beautiful. You know, the part that I really loved was, where is it? Though there was something even more beautiful about you, something intangible that reached out and touched me from the second our eyes met. It took my quaking inside and put them at ease. You know, when somebody brings you that kind of peacefulness that flows over you, fills you up with happiness, you know, that is something. And you have to hang on to that. And just a beautiful, beautiful, a sincere, you know, just so rich and so loving, tender right here by Pee Wee Cawson. So bravo. Just loved it.
Nice comments, everybody. I thought this was nicely penned, Pee-wee, and beautiful story told. The ending here was perfect. Here we are 30-some years later, and still at your side is the only place in time I've been blessed with that feeling. I feel it every time I see you. I thought that was wonderful, and well done, Pee. So thanks for sharing with us. Excellent. Okay, the next piece I'm going to put up is by Neutron Bomb, and it's called Pheromones. Pheromones by Neutron Bomb. She devoured her lover's whole with words, her snake-like tongue, contorted lips into a tooth-bearing smile, coaxing them with siren song to drown in her irises and melt into her skin, which was emulsified with sweat, heat and lingering pheromones. Her voice was an amalgam of whispers. She was gluttonous for metaphor and illusion, a mimicry of Niels Soy. Her layers peeled back like pastry, crumbling and dissolving in her mouth, longing for the day her mind would manifest diligent worship, not subservient. A communion of synaptic connection. Grapes and palm fronds fanned the flames of her erudition, caressing his brain with wit. She strummed his harp and plucked his chords with melodic precision, classical pondering with futuristic trimming. End poem. Let's see who we have now. Frank, do you want to start us off?
Yeah, it's been a while since I've not heard any of her poetry of Neutron's poem, but it's always very, very striking, her poetry, regardless of genre she writes, and this was just powerful. Very visceral, The imagery here was stark. It was just dripping with incredible metaphors. I like the pheromones. These are pheromones, and I thought it was just fantastically used here. So many good lines in here, but I like the way she ended this with the strumming harp and plucked his chords, and so be it. I thought it was just a fantastic writing, and she had just a wonderful pin for writing and using great metaphors in her poetry. I mean, this was just beautifully written and very powerful, very powerful.
Absolutely. Great comment, Frank. And Lou, how about you?
Yeah, I really enjoyed her. You did a fabulous job in reading her poem. I really enjoyed her snake-like patterns that she weaves through this, the pheromones, how she uses her pheromones to coax them with siren songs to drown in their irises and melt into their skin. And then, you know, she goes about the gluttony of metaphors and illusion and, you know, where she says that she would love to manifest diligent worship, not subservience. And it says, you know, that with this synaptic, you know, connection, when you have that synaptic connection with somebody, it's just amazing how even in the writing, like she says, caressing his brain with wit, and then she strums his harp and plucks his chords with melodic precision, you know, classic ponderings with futuristic trimming. It's just, you know, the overall how somebody is just pulled in, and even with words, you can just put somebody in a trance. And I really enjoyed this. This was, you know, brilliantly done pheromone.
Absolutely. Laurent, how about you?
Oh. I love the language in this, especially the beginning. Devoured her lover's hole with words, her snake-like tongue contorted lips into a tooth-bearing smile, coaxing them in siren song. This is written in a very sophisticated way, as far as I'm concerned. At that second stanza, her voice was an amalgam of whispers. She was gluttonous for metaphor and allusion, a mimicry of millefeuille. Her layers peeled back like pastry. Millefeuille translates to a thousand layers, or a thousand leaves, actually. But, of course, it's a metaphor for the pastry, as if she was she had depth and secrets, and you had to keep peeling things back, finally see who she actually was. And all along, it was the pheromones. Great job.
Good comment. And Naomi, how about you?
Yeah, well, I'm, you know, right there with Laurent. I just love the use of language. And, yeah, I was, attracted to that set. Is the second, wait a minute. Yeah, that second stanza too, as Laurent was, you know, because millefeuille is a French pastry that we eat here in Quebec, probably in France too. But, you know, it's layered and layers of yummy, yummy, you know, French cream and pastry, you know, layers and layers of it. So I thought that was a great use of an amazing metaphor. And, you know, just the way she put it, you know, her layers peeled back like pastry, you know, that millefeuille crumbling and dissolving in their mouth, longing for the day her mind would manifest diligent worship, not subservience, a communion of synaptic connection, you know, and all the way through to the end that Lou recited. Just a wonderful, wonderful write, wonderful use of the English language, like Neutron Bond can always, you know, use the great words and amazing in an amazing way. So amazing, right?
Absolutely. So I have to agree. Wonderful piece by Neutron. And I wrote it up at the comments. Ah, wonderful work. I was so tickled that she wrote for the contest. It was good to see her in the lineup. It was well-penned imagery throughout, and I thought it was just an excellent job. So thank you, Neutron, and I look forward to more. You know, I'm greedy like that, but they tell me anyway. Let me see. Naomi, I have a piece for you to read, please, by Passion's Promise. We might get to it.
Okay, I'm just going to get to my computer because I was letting my cat in. Okay, there I am. Okay, Passion's Promise. So this is poetic bliss. Whimsical, the melody of softest heartstrings, salty tears of innocence dripping repetitively between layers of sweetest of kisses. Freshest souls press hands, shaken briefly together. Intimacy speaks in brilliant colors, where torsos twist, palms sweat, and whispers pour down upon souls of lovers. To bare feet, a soft tongue tango in which welcoming eyes brings forth feverish cries, softest of sighs, leaving hearts breathless, clothes stripped, glimmering skin, and hands firmly maneuvering from shoulders to heated palms, begging to attentive ears, and drowning in that of poetic bliss and poem.
Nice read, Naomi. Lou, you want to kick us off on this one?
Yes, I thought that Naomi did such a beautiful read of Passion's Promise, you know, where she started the poem with the same title as she ended it. But the imagery in here was just gorgeous. I did like the tango. But what I liked was where she brought out the freshest soul, pressed hands shaken briefly together, intimacy, brilliant colors, where torsos twist, palms sweat, and whispers pour down, souls of lovers. That was just beautiful and very intimate. Gorgeous poem.
Nice comment, Lou. And Laurent, how about you?
Yeah, that second stanza spoke to me as well as the first. I love the use of the word whimsical. Whimsical, the melody of softest heartstrings, salty tears of innocence dripping repetitively between layers of sweetest kisses. A wonderful flow, the whole piece. The images are really well done. The little bit of rhyming there in the penultimate stanza was nice. Welcoming eyes brings forth feverish cries, softest of sighs, leaving hearts breathless, and absolutely beautifully read. Great piece.
Nice comment, Laurent. And let me see, Frank, that brings me to you.
Well, we went from gyrating hips to torsating tits, so
all of the above is welcomed.
Okay. She does a fantastic job when she writes sensuality, these types of poems. She just has metaphors that are just striking. I know Lou does the same as well as Naomi. But this poem here would just grab me from the beginning. The tango was something that I found very, very, very vivid. But of course, she ended it with the clothes dripping, glimmering skin. I mean, I found myself wondering, what the hell do I need clothes for anyway?
So you don't get arrested.
No, I'm at home. I'm at home. I'm at home. That's quite different there.
That's different.
I'm in my room, so it's even better there. You did a fantastic job.
Without clothes, without clothes, you know, imagination lingers.
Only my neighbor could see me there. Well, my neighbor.
So true.
I've got to worry about a peeping Tom over there, my neighbor there.
Yeah, that's true, too.
Yeah, there you go. That's a great job.
Now, Naomi, I think that you're the last one to comment on this, correct?
Yep.
I didn't.
Yeah, I just love this, you know. What a beautiful piece by Poetic Passion. Mm. By Passion from. I'm getting my piece mixed up. Oh, my gracious. You know, the, of course, lots of stanzas have already been cited, but, you know, I just love the one that, that Luyu recited there. I think that one really stands out, but I mean, all through, this is just, you know, amazing, amazing writing, you know, head to bare feet, a soft tango in which welcoming eyes bring forth feverish cries, the softest of sighs, leaving hearts breathless, you know, just beautifully written in short, compact, impactful lines throughout, so, amazing writing.
Nice. Nice comment, Naomi. And yes, I thought it was a wonderful write as well. Beautifully constructed and put together and just lovely. So nice work, Passion, the Promise. And thanks for bringing that for us, Naomi. And last but not least, Luyu, I'm going to ask you to read this next piece by Casey Day.
Shot in the Dark by Casey Day. Talk to me with lips that bleed summer night. Tear me into pieces. Leave me on the floor. Hold me beneath cherry dreams and moonlight. And take me dancing under meteors. Burn out slow. Let it go. Fires burning in the snow. In poem.
Nice. 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 Cool. Wow. Laurent, could you comment on that first, please?
I thought that flowers burning in the snow is a wonderful image. Really great piece. I listened to it with my eyes closed just because it was so nice. And I didn't actually read it. So I won't comment further. I'll give somebody else a chance.
Okay. And Naomi, how about you?
Yeah, I agree. You know, fires burn. Am I off? Yeah, I'm off mute. Okay. Fires burning in the snow. Oh, that's just beautiful. But, you know, this is such a powerful, a passionate, you know, brevity. You know, so much packed into this. Wow. I just, when I read it earlier, you know, I just went, wow, this is an amazing write by Casey Day for sure. You know, wonderful, fiery write. So bravo, not one word wasted. Just superb writing.
Absolutely. Great job. Great comment on that, ma'am. Frank, how about you?
Well, it's a very evocative piece. I thought, you know, it's a more like a brevity, but she did a fantastic job using just the metaphor. It's very striking in here, and it's very forceful. That line there, "Turn me into pieces, leave me on your floor." Wow, that's very empowering there. I thought the poem was a fantastic write. I do miss her not on the shows lately, but she's always a remarkable poetess, and this is no exception there. This was just beautiful metaphors.
And last but not least, Luyu, how about you?
Well, now that everybody's been talking about cherries and cantaloupes, and I find that I am really hungry, chocolate croissant, buttery pastries. I mean, and that's what Casey, you know,
wouldn't you love for somebody to lick your cherry dreams? That's what just came into my mind because I'm hungry now.
Cherry dreams.
You're going to... Cherry dreams. I don't like trees.
No. I didn't hear you say.
No. It's okay. But, you know, she had such beautiful imagery. And, you know, to just, you know, when you have this heated fire and you just enjoy it and it's languid and it slowly burns out, you know, how much more do you not want it to be stoked again? And I really loved her imagery and this brevity. It was just beautiful. And because I'm hungry, I also found it quite delicious. Sorry. I need pie. Oh, man.
We'll send her some pastry over there.
All of our Lisa tonight. And, thank you, everybody, for calling in and hanging out with me tonight. I was a little nervous. I said, oh, no, not tonight. Can't be lost. I'd be sitting here going, this. But you all did a wonderful job with comments and reading and everything. So I appreciate you all. Naomi, thank you for bringing me spares. I moved them over to Friday, what was left. Laurent, Lou, you, Frank, Gray, Pam, everybody, thanks for calling in and hanging out. Happy
it's
Wednesday.
Always a pleasure.
Great show.
No,
always a
great
pleasure.
Show. Awesome
show.
Company.
Thank you. Anybody who
right.
can or
yes.
has a desire, you know, 12:30 we have Headliners Ball with, yes, tonight is Gray Eyes Smith and a poet whose name is escaping me. I don't know this poet, and I apologize. But it should be a great show because I hear that they all are.
Yeah.
And
you've got Christmas week coming up.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, Christmas week. Mm-hmm. That's how I started out. Yeah, we have Christmas week coming up. It'll be a really a wonderful week, and I can't wait. I'm going to put a page together so everybody knows where to look in one spot for everything. And the other person, the other poet's name is Anthemic Lullabies. So,
what's up?
Should be good.
Well,
yeah, so that's the second poem when Jeremy shows me. And tomorrow, it's 3 minutes after 12, and the party is over. They threw us off air. But love everybody. Take care of yourselves.
Right,
okay, love you guys.
Don't get
good night.
Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Good night.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.